Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Rather, good evening. Okay. And welcome to Fairburn City Council. 6 o'clock is time for our workshop. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Donnet.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Alex E.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Jane Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. The first item on the agenda is a presentation by Michelle Warner. Michelle is Director of Retirement Field Services for GMA. Welcome, Michelle. You can take the mic right there. Thank you for coming.
Hi, good evening. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, this just happened to be coming up at the same time, and so Linda asked if I'd be able to come back and answer any questions you might have on this item here, which you have before you now, is a restatement of GMA's master plan that governs your retirement plan. This is done every 5 or 6 years. This is not, you know, an abnormal thing going on. Over the years, since the last restatement, different amendments are made to the plan, and the board approves them. The GMEB's retirement board, or they don't, but the ones that are approved, they kind of accumulate just like your ordinances might, and then you codify them all at one time. This is kind of that same idea, where amendments over the last 5 or 6 years are now being put into the actual master plan. Mm-hmm. You're already subject to these rules and revisions, but they're just being sort of codified into the master plan now. So there's several different items here. I don't know if you've had a chance to read through them. I can go through them if you would like, or if you've looked at them and maybe just have some questions, I can answer them. But our process is that once the plan is restated, and again, this is the master plan, not your adoption agreement. Your adoption agreement is your own separate plan, separate from every other member that's in, that has a plan with us. This is just the master plan that governs all of the plans. There's not a lot, I don't think there's really anything that affects you significantly. Some of these things are just clarifications. Some of them are just updates because of IRS changes. So do you have any questions about any of these items, or how would you like me to proceed with this?
Does council have any questions? Councilman Heath.
Yes, ma'am. I was reading through, and it says that you get a cost of living raise in your benefit. And as far as I know, I have never gotten one of those.
Where does it say that?
Hold on a minute. Let me find where I marked it. Said it was not to exceed 5% in a 1 year.
Oh, that's in your adoption agreement?
Okay.
Is that what you're asking about?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, and that's the one that has the...
Yes, I believe you do have a cost of living increase in your plan. That's not what, you know, part of the changes, but... When did you terminate employment?
From my recollection, I've gotten the same thing ever since I retired.
When did you terminate employment?
It's on page 27. 29, cost of living adjustment.
29.
When did you terminate employment?
07.
Okay. I'll have to look at that. Linda, will you email me tomorrow to remind me? Because your plan does allow for a cost of living increase for anyone you terminated after 1981, March 1st. So,
I have another retiree in the audience. Have you gotten a 5% increase?
What it is, it's not a fixed 5%. It's variable up to 5, and variable means CPI. But okay. Certainly.
Have you seen an increase in your retirement?
In the 13 years I've been gone, I've seen one very small.
I'll have to look into that.
Okay.
And
remind me, Linda, not to...
What is that based on? Is that the...
Consumer Price Index.
Consumer Price Index, okay.
And again, it would be that number up to 5%. If CPI were to go over 5,
right,
which it has, but not lately,
right,
then it would be capped at 5.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilwoman Porter-Jones?
It's relative to the cost of living. I guess the question would be, is it automatic, or does that require an action on behalf of the city to initiate that?
You have an automatic cost
of living.
Mm-hmm. And some cities are on a January 1, some are on a July 1. But so I don't know which one you guys are on as far as when that COLA takes place, but it should take place the same time every year.
Well, that's definitely something that we need to look at, mm-hmm. Ms. Johnson, because it's my understanding that we have about 67 retirees, and we want to make sure that they get everything that's due to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Michelle.
Yep. You're paying for it, so.
Yes.
Yeah. They should get it.
Are there any more questions for Michelle? This item is coming back up on the agenda, on the regular agenda at 7 o'clock.
To do, whether we do it one time, whether it's retroactive, or we do it for a certain number of years, I don't know. I mean, that's something I didn't have to discuss, but in that discussion, we need to have a discussion about the tax hit, if there is one. Since they have not received a cost of living and they were to receive a check,
number one, we haven't said they haven't received one. We have a couple people that say it's questionable.
I'm just saying,
if
that is the case, I'm just asking that we also have a recommendation regarding the tax.
Well, we could talk about that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. Michelle, thank you so much. And thank you for coming back so soon.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, council. Does council members have anything that they want to bring before the full council tonight? We'll start with Councilman James Whitmore.
No, Mayor.
Okay. Councilman Heath?
No, not now.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Davis?
No, Mayor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Smallwood? Nothing. Councilman Palin?
Nothing.
Councilwoman Portis Jones?
No, Mayor.
Thank you so much. Okay. We'll go into the review of the agenda items for our council meeting on tonight. First item, agenda number one, is our appointment, and we have swearing in, but it's actually the oath of office for Mr. Dennis Stroud, as the new city administrator for the city of Fairburn. That's going to be item number one tonight. Mr. Stroud is here. He's sitting on the front row. Mm-hmm. As soon as he takes his oath of office, he will sit at the table. This is something that we have not done with a city administrator before, but we wanted to do an oath of office because all of our other appointees take this oath or take a oath. And so he's going to take his oath of office at 7 o'clock with his lovely wife and his daughter. Okay, looking forward to 7 o'clock. And after 7 o'clock, after we meet at 7 o'clock, we will have refreshments out in the lobby for anyone who would like to stay and just mingle for a few minutes and get to talk to the new city administrator and just talk to us, because this is our last meeting of the season. We won't be back until the new year, which is 2020. Okay, the second agenda item tonight is the cancellation of the workshop and council meeting scheduled for December the 23rd. Madam Clerk.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Good afternoon.
The last meeting of the year is slated for December the 23rd. Due to the date being so close to the holiday season and people possibly traveling, I'd like to ask that meeting be canceled.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay. We're just going to go on and place this item on the regular agenda, so we get a motion and a second on it, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Third item is the purchase of the Stryker Life Pack 15 monitor defibrillators by Chief Robinson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Today before you, the fire department is recommending Mayor and Council approval for two Stryker Life Pack 15s. These are defibrillator monitors that assist us during our drug therapy, along with defibrillating patients during cardiac arrest. Also in the field, it allows us to run an EKG, which it tells us what the heart is doing. And we can also send messages to the doctors in the field, to the hospital. And it also allows us and tells us what chamber of the heart there's problems. Mm-hmm. So we recommend to the council the purchase of these two defibrillators not to exceed $59,793.52. And by the way, may I add, we were able to work out a deal where we got our LifePak 12s, got a $6,000 trade-in.
Right, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, great.
That's what reduced it from
this. Yeah, that's a reduction.
Yeah.
That's okay. Are there any questions for Chief Robinson on the Life Pack and the defibrillators? Councilman Heath?
Yes, sir. I was going to ask you about that. What exactly is an LP12 with three features, trade-in of $3,000? Is that something that we have, we're trading in?
Yes, the LP12s are the defibrillators that we have currently that are going out of date.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
So that's them. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got it now. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is there any objection to placing this item on the consent agenda?
Nope.
This item goes to consent agenda.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Chief, before you go back to your seat,
yes, sir.
Would you give us an update? Everybody has heard about the water breakage down at Grady.
Okay.
And can you tell us where most of the patients are being diverted to? I know that if an ambulance comes out here in the city of Fairburn, they're taking them certain places, and Grady is not a receiving hospital right now.
Yeah, in case you all don't know, Mayor and Council, the city of Atlanta had a 24-inch main break, which serviced Grady Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it did a lot of flooding to the hospital. Hospital had no type of water resources. Mm-hmm. So by that happening, of course, they initiated GMAG and notified all the fire chiefs in the metro area to send ambulances to the location along with Grady to move the patients. I think they moved a total of 140 patients.
Wow.
And they've diverted them to other hospitals within the region, depending on their health.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a patient transported from here, more than likely it's gonna go to Piedmont Fayette or Piedmont Noonan unless we need a some type of trauma or level one trauma center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question.
All right. Yes.
So where do we have other trauma one centers?
Well, you know, some of the children's hospitals can be turned into that for an adult. So you do have Emory down there. That I'm quite sure they have a plan from what the chief of Atlanta told me where they can convert those hospitals into level one trauma centers. But you know, Grady was the was the
main
the
one.
Big brother, the main one of the metro area.
Mayor, yeah. Pro Tem?
Chief, is the Atlanta Medical Trauma Center? It seems like I read or heard Atlanta Medical.
I want to say that they're level two.
They're level two?
Yeah.
But they are a trauma center
yes.
too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's my understanding that they should be operational on Wednesday. Do you know, will it be midday, late Wednesday night?
Well, that's what they're hoping, but we all know what happens here when those mains break. We've, you know, witnessed that here in the city. It just depends on how quick they can fix the repair. And it was one of those older mains that was probably over 100 years old. Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any objection to placing item number three, sole source purchase of the two Striker Life Pack 15 monitors on the consent agenda?
Nope.
Seeing none, item number three goes to the consent agenda. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Mayor,
Item number four is coming back up on the regular agenda. We just heard from Michelle Warner a few minutes ago on this particular item. And the last item on the agenda tonight is item number five from our finance department, Angela Jackson.
It's budget amendment 3-1 in the amount of $6,875. Amends in private donations collected by the police department for the Shop with a Cop program in which children are taken from the annex building to Walmart, sirens and blue lights, and are allowed to choose $200 in merchandise. This year, the program serviced 31 children.
Are there any questions concerning this budget amendment? Seeing none. This item, is there any objection to this item going to the consent agenda?
Nope.
This item goes to the consent agenda. Thank you so much. While we're on Shot with a Cop, I'm going to, we did a little short video and to show you what happened on Saturday. We had a great time with Chief. And I'm going to get, after the video shows, Chief, I'm going to get you to come up and just give us a short essay on what a great time we had on Saturday with those kids, okay? Okay, Mr. Parks.
Thank you.
Chief, would you come up for a few minutes, please? Thank you.
Wow, that's awesome.
I would just like to thank the mayor and Councilman Whitmore for coming out and helping support these children and these parents. A lot of people think that we do this just for the children, but it doesn't appear that the parents just get as much out of it when they're there seeing interaction with the law enforcement. And for those in the audience, I have to tell you, some of this is the only time ever that these kids ever have any interaction with law enforcement. So the only thing that they see in law enforcement is what they see on TV, and that's 90% negative. So this is a good chance for us to build a relationship with them. Dr. Parks, I appreciate you putting this video together. The parents that brought the kids up there, a lot of times these parents are struggling themselves, so they have a tough time even getting their kids there. Some of them are proud, so they're a little embarrassed to bring their kids up there, so we try to make it as inviting as possible. Dr. Parks got there and Miss Liz, and they set up the tables, and we brought crayons and coloring books for the kids to kind of just let them get relaxed in there. And that's right, we took 32 kids shopping. And how this worked is we got families from both the elementary schools and from a few of the churches, and we'd make phone calls to the parents. And if they didn't answer, we just didn't not use those cards. We called the next family. Well, one of the families that we called and left a message never called us back, but they showed up there after we were gone. So when we came back, we were so lucky that we actually bought 33 cards. Because when we got back, the mayor said, "Stoney, there's a family that got here after y'all left." And I went over there and spoke to her, and she said, "I just got off work. I worked the night shift. I didn't get a chance to call them back. They did say you're going to meet up here at 9 o'clock. I'm running late." I said, "Man, we're already back. We're finished." But I talked to Kayla, and we had an extra card. And so we gave them a card. They didn't get to go shopping with us, but at least we were able to provide a card. And the other and last and final card that we had, and each card's $200. A lot of these police officers are shopping with these kids, and they run over the $200, and we're not going to tell the child, "No, you're at your limit." Yeah. So the officers were paying out of pocket, so we had an extra card that everybody's passing around to try to cover that expense. So a total, we probably raised, I think, $7,000, and we spent right at $7,000 because we also provided lunch to everybody when we got back through Subway. So it was wonderful. It's just a great way to build a relationship with the community. Absolutely. And it's good for the police officers to see some of these needy families, because police officers complain about pay all the time. There's a lot of needy people out there that are a whole lot worse out than police officers. So this is a good way for them to also give back to the community. And it was just wonderful. And I enjoy doing that every year. Henry County, I've done that for probably the last 10 years of my career. And every year it grows. And the mayor during her speech gave me a challenge. She said, "Next year we're going to raise $10,000. So I had a debriefing with my troops, and I said, "All right, next year we're raising $10,000. And so that's my goal, is next year raise $10,000 and take, you know, as many kids as we can take. Yeah. And that's our goal. And that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Let me just say that the person that came in after the kids had gone and parents had gone, the little boy came through the door, and he was so excited. And I said, "Everybody's gone. They should be back in about 30 minutes. And at that moment, tears started to flow. He was so upset that they had left him. And his mother was upset because she had to work and was late getting off work. And as they started out the door, something tugged at my heart and said, don't let them leave. And so I called them back. I said, come back. I will make sure you get something. Just sit here and wait. And so they did. They waited very patiently. As soon as Chief hit that door, I said, do you have another car? He said, yes. I said, please go over and give it to them. And they ate lunch with us, and they left. In fact, he hugged me before he left. And he wouldn't hug me before, but he walked over to give me a hug and say, thank you. And so it's things like that that tug at our hearts that make us do things for people. Because, like I said, Saturday night at the Christmas tree lighting, Christmas is about the children, and it's about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. And so it was very uplifting for me Saturday morning to get up at 6 o'clock and to stay there until about 1 o'clock in the day. It was great. I enjoyed it. So, Chief, we're looking for next year, $10,000 and 50 kids. Okay? All right. So, does council have anything you would like to say before we adjourn until 7 o'clock for the regular council meeting? There is one thing that I would like to talk to council about, and I think I brought it up at the Christmas employee luncheon on Friday, and that is an employee of the month. I think it's time for us to start honoring our employees, more so than just the incentive checks that we give them. They were happy for the checks on Friday. But we want to honor those employees who stand out every day in their department. And so I'm going to be talking to each one of you all about the logistics behind honoring these employees. There are other cities that have an Employee of the Month program in effect, and it's working out very well. And they give them a plaque, and they come before council, and council honors them at that one of their regular meetings. So that's something we want to do next year. I think it's very important because our employees are first. Yes. We can't run the city if we don't have the employees. That's right. And so that's one of the main things I would like to do. But another thing I like to do, and I'm also will be talking to council members about it, is a suggestion solution box. Mm-hmm. Want to put a box in each department and give me your suggestions. And give me your solutions. I say it to them, I don't want your complaints unless you got a solution to it. Because, you know, my shoulders are not very big, so I can't carry all the complaints. So I think that we ought to do a solution suggestion box, it will be something that the HR director and the city administrator would go through and figure out just how we're going to honor that person that gives us the best solution to a problem. We also should look at if a solution saves us money. You know, there are areas we can save some money in the city. And if an employee can save us a significant amount of money, we should be able to compensate them in some kind of way for that savings. So that's something else we need to talk about. So those are two things that I would like to see brought before council for further discussion and implementation in 2020. Okay? When I say we're moving Fairburn forward, we're moving Fairburn forward. We're not going to stand still. We're going to look at new ideas, new visions for the city. And 2020 is going to be a year that we're going to move even further than where we've done in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we're going to adjourn until 7 o'clock when we go into the full council meeting. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to Fairburn City Council. Today is December the 9th, and this is the last meeting of the season. Okay, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhart.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Allen.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Would you all stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance of the invocation by Apostle Danita Jones?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Father God, we thank you for a great day that we have rejoiced and been glad in already, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for this meeting tonight, Lord God, that you will move by your power and your spirit. Lord God, we thank you that we have a city that is unified. We thank you that we have a city that walk in peace. We thank you for that we have a city, Lord God, that is moving toward greatness. And Lord God, we ask tonight that you would touch every council member one by one, Lord God. Let them hear you. Let them move by that spirit, Lord God, that everything will be done decent and in order. And Father, we plead your blood over everything tonight, Lord God, with the exception of spirit, Lord God, that is according to your word, Lord God, abundantly and blessed. Blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There are no presentations on the agenda for tonight. The next item on the agenda are public comments. Madam Clerk, how many do we have?
One.
Okay, would you call that person, please?
Mr. Horace Cooper.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
I just want to say thank you. I want to thank the council. I want to thank the head of the departments and all the employees. And the reason why I'm doing that is that I guess some of y'all know that I travel a lot. I'm in charge of, politically wise, probably 18 counties in Georgia. And so during this time that the city was going through the little turmoil, all I kept hearing was the city of Fairburn until I got kind of tired of it. And when I get tired of something, then I'm going to let them know. Right. So, you know, when you, if you don't say something, you're saying something. So I had to say something. At the, I think with the Democratic Party debate. And some of the people started talking. And I had to tell them, you want to talk about my city? You want to talk about my mayor? You want to talk about it? Let me show you something. And I showed them from our bond rating. I showed them some other things. I say, now you doing your talking. Let's say Stonecrest, another one. I said, let me tell you about your turmoil. You're talking to the wrong one now. So then I started telling them about them. I told Spalding County about theirs. I said, come on to Fairburn, let me visit. We got a fire department. We're going to have a new fire department, a firehouse. We're going to have this. What are you guys going to have? You can't even pave your road. We paved ours. So come on, let's talk about what we got. Let's talk about what we got. Don't talk about my mayor. Don't talk about my council. Don't talk about the head of the department. This man right here. I remember when we didn't do anything when we first came here. We were told that over my dead body we would have a park. Over my dead body, we would have a swimming pool. We got a swimming pool now. We got someplace for the kids to go. I used to have to run them out of our swimming pools at the park at Durham Lake. Mm-hmm. And it felt so bad that we would have a day for them. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct, sir.
And we did that because they didn't have any place. And we made it happen. Yeah. We said we were going to make it happen. Now, we had to change some things there on that council. Right. And we're willing to change again. We don't care. But this city is situated to succeed.
Yes. Yes,
and not one person is going to stop. Harvey, stand up. I can't see you back there, man. He's been here probably longer than any one of the heads.
Yeah.
And no matter what we came for, he would do it. Tariq, when I tell people about the warehousing, everybody's raising all sorts of things about the warehouse. We have a moratorium on warehousing, right? We do. Okay, everybody's talking about warehousing. Tariq will make sure we got the, where it's going to fit or not. That's right. Our situation.
That's right.
Police chief. We got a community police chief now.
Yes, we do.
A community police chief. What we've been asking for. That's not right. Ask me for my driving license before you stop me. You know. That's what we have. We got a fire department now. We got a fire department that, yeah, we know what they're going to do. We can go talk to them.
Yes.
So that's what we got. We got citizens in here. We got citizens that are proud to be here. Now, if you're not, you go buy a house somewhere else. But this is what we do. We got people that want to move in here. The movie industry now.
Thank you.
I'm in contact with them. Three minutes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just can't stop when the talking is good.
That's right. Awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Appreciate you. That's the last speaker. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight. We have five items on the agenda tonight. We have four consent items. Consent item number 3 and consent item number 5. I'm sorry, we have two consent items. Consent item number 3 and consent item number 5. The first consent item is for the fire department for mayor and council to approve the sole source purchase of 2 Striker Life Pack 15 monitor defibrillators included in the fire department FY19-20 budget. And consent item number 5 is from our finance department for mayor and council to approve the budget amendment in the amount of $6,875 for the police department's Shot with a Cop program. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and second by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Consent item passed 6-0. That leaves 3 items on the agenda for the regular meeting. That's item number 1, Office of the Mayor, appointment and oath of office for Mr. Dennis Stroud as City Administrator for the City of Fairburn. Consent item number 2, for Mayor and Council to approve cancellation of the workshop and council meeting scheduled on December the 23rd, 2019. And item number 4, human resources for mayor and council to adopt the Georgia Municipal Employee Benefit System restated master defined benefit retirement plan. Is there a motion on the floor for these 3 items for the regular agenda?
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Councilman Heath and second by Mayor Pro Tem Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council minutes for November the 25th, 2019. Council, you've been given a draft copy of the minutes for November the 25th. Are there any corrections to these minutes? No corrections? Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Smallwood and second by Mayor Pro Tem Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 6-0. The minutes are approved as written. The first item on the regular agenda tonight is from the Office of the Mayor. It is a pleasure, it's an honor for me tonight to do the oath of office for our new city administrator. We have been without a city administrator for a while. I have taxed out. It is it is time for us to have, for at least me, to have a little rest here in the city. And amen. And so we have hired, as of today, Mr. Dennis Stroud, who is the new city administrator for the city of Fairburn. At this particular time, I'm going to ask him if he would come forth with his wife, Lola, and his little daughter, Ricky, and we're going to do his oath of office.
Do
solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully and truly perform.
That I will faithfully and truly perform.
The duties of city administrator.
The duty of city administrator.
For the city of Fairburn.
For the city of Fairburn.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The United States Constitution.
The United States Constitution.
The Constitution of the state of Georgia.
The Constitution of the state of Georgia.
And the Charter of the city of Fairburn.
And the Charter of the City of Fairburn.
To the best of my skills.
To the best of my skills.
And ability.
And abilities.
And as to me.
And as to me.
Shall seem to be.
Shall seem to be.
In the best interest.
In the best interest.
And welfare.
And welfare.
Of the city.
Of the city.
Without fear.
Without fear.
Favor.
Favor.
Or affection.
Or affection.
I do further swear.
I do further swear.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any unaccounted.
Of any unaccounted.
For public money.
For public money.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any office.
Of any office.
Or trust.
Or trust.
Under the government.
Under the government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Any other state.
Any other state.
Or any foreign state.
Any foreign state.
Which.
Which.
By the laws.
By the laws.
Of the state of Georgia.
By the state of Georgia.
I am prohibited.
I am prohibited.
From holding.
From holding.
And that I am otherwise.
And that I am of otherwise.
Qualified. To be a public officer.
To be a public officer.
According to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
I know I speak for all of the other members of council. We are very happy. We are very elated tonight to have you come on board as our new city administrator. We have a lot of work to do here in the city of Fairburn. And the last 2 weeks, I think you have witnessed some of this. He has worked for me the last 2 weeks as the special assistant to the mayor. And because we had a little glitch to get him in officially on today. So I tell you, I have been impressed these last 2 weeks. And I know there are some good things to come, and I'm looking forward to working with you. And I'm sure the other members of council feels the same.
Absolutely.
And so council members, yes, within the next couple of weeks, he will be meeting with each of you individually to look and talk about your priorities, what you would like to see in the city, how he can better serve. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing some good things in 2020. We got some good things up our sleeve, and nothing's going to stop us, Mr. Cooper. We're going to get it done, okay? Okay, thank you so much, and I am so happy you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Thank you.
Ditto.
The next item on the agenda is from our city clerk. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the appointment of Mr. Dennis Stroud as city administrator for the city of Fairburn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Heath and second by Councilman Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? And motion carries 6-0. Thank you so much. The next item on the agenda is from our city clerk, Erica Burstone Miller. So you got me excited, Aretha. Okay, Ms. Erica Miller is going to talk to us about a cancellation of our next meeting.
Good afternoon again, Mayor and Council and citizens. I wanted to offer a suggestion due to the holiday season being so close to our next council meeting on December the 23rd and people will be traveling. I was wondering, was it okay if we cancel that December the 23rd meeting and pick back up on January 13th, 2020 with our next regular council meeting?
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Nope.
Is there a motion on the floor to cancel the December 23rd, 2019 council meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Heath and second by Councilman Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The last item on our agenda tonight is human resources. And we're not going to beat you up because we just had an update. for Mayor and Council to adopt the Georgia Municipal Employee Benefit System, restated master defined benefit retirement plan. Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
As an employer providing retirement benefits through the GMEBS plan, the City of Fairburn has the assurance that GMEBS is maintaining a qualified pension program, benefit program, that allows employees to accrue benefits tax-free until retirement benefits are distributed to them. So I am here tonight to recommend that Mayor and Council adopt the adoption of the Georgia Municipal Employees Benefit System, restated master's defined benefit retirement plan. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. You heard earlier an update from Michelle Warner with GMA. Do you have any questions at this time? Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Davis and second by Councilman Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. You're off the hot seat.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Okay, council comment. We may do a record tonight. Council comments, and I'll start with Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Again, congratulations, Mrs. Stroud, and welcome aboard. I look forward to working with you, and I too am happy that you do have an administrator. It makes a difference. And then lastly, I want to say to all of you that are here, those that are not, spread the word. Happy holidays. And it has been a year, but I believe God has been in the midst of it all, in spite of it all. And thank you all for being engaged citizens, letting us know your perspective on things, and making sure that we understand that we do work for you, and that we try very hard to respond to you. So again, happy holidays, and thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Porter Jones. Councilman Palin?
I guess I'll have to say something.
Thank you, yes.
It's been a very interesting year. I think it's going to be an even more interesting year as we go forward, and I mean that in the most positive fashion. moving in the right direction, I think, and I hope we continue to do that. So I wish you all the best for this holiday season, this Christmas season, and I look forward to seeing all of you again at the first meeting in January.
Yes. Thank you. Councilman Smallwood?
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I love y'all. Y'all always know I say I love you all. I feel like Horace about the city. I love this city. 4 years for me here, 2 years now serving on council, and there's no place on earth I'd rather be. Like I say, it has been a year. Thank you, Mr. Stroud, for coming on. I know I can already see your demeanor and your seriousness, so I know we're further situated to succeed now. Just love this city, and I will protect this city, love on this city, serve this city, and as always, I mean, our department heads, this is the safest city on the entire planet. And like you said, we do have a community police. I feel like, you know, you are for the people, so that's always great. Kudos to that and all the departments, fire, park, greatest park on the earth, you know. I'm just excited. So I mean that stirred me up. I'm ready to get into 2020 now. Yes. So thank you all. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Davis.
I would like to congratulate Mr. Stroud. We are so excited and happy that you're here. Yes. We have overworked our mayor for like 2 years. And we really need you and very impressed with you. Looking forward to working with you and along with you. I also want to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone, to be safe. I am so looking forward to 2020. We have so much stuff in the pipeline and so many things that are coming aboard to the city of Fairburn. And I'm excited to be a citizen here for 25 years and excited to be here on the council to use my God-given gifts and talents to better this town. So thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Davis. Councilman Heath.
Are you done?
No.
I just want to tell everybody, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And I really appreciate that this is a city I grew up in and have seen some really wonderful things happening in the terms that I've been in office. And I just pray that we continue. And Mr. Stroud, thank you for looking into our city, and we welcome you to our community and your family. And likewise, we just take this time of the year, as the mayor has said, to not only give gifts to one another and everything, but also wonderful tidings of great joy, I guess is what I'm trying to say, that our Lord Jesus was born and that those that believe upon him will have everlasting life. And I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night.
Last but not least, Councilman James Whitmore.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I'd just like to say this has been a fast-paced year, and of course, this was an election year for me, and I'm thankful and grateful that the citizens of Fairburn saw it fit to allow me another 4 years. And as I stated during my campaigning, I only promised, or I only had one campaign promise, and that campaign promise is a community center out at Duncan Park. This is something that the city needs. We'll never see a Boys and Girls Club or anything like that in the city of Fairburn because of the size of our city. But we will have a place where we can gather in mass so we can celebrate together. I know that staff is working on some renderings, and it's my prayer that somewhere between spring and summer, we'll have community meetings here in City Hall to display what it's going to look like in the future, and then hopefully a referendum on the ballot come November next year, and we can get this ball rolling. Mr. Stroud, I have communicated with you a couple of times. I was impressed with the interview process, and as a fellow vet, We appreciate your service. We're glad that you're here, and I've seen some great things already, and I know that you're going to continue to do great things, so welcome aboard. As again, 2019 has been a long year. It went fast, but it was long. We went through a lot this year. But this city is definitely situated to succeed. With the department heads and the employees that we have here in the city, we can't do anything but succeed. I applaud our department heads for the great job that you have been doing. You've been filling the gap, and the mayor didn't have to look over you too much, but when she did, we all came together, we did what we needed to do for the betterment of the city. So I thank all of the department heads as well. Mayor, I'd just like to address you just for one quick second. You as a fill-in city administrator, as well as our mayor.
Yes.
And there was a lot that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you persevered.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everything that you have done throughout the past 2 years.
Thank you.
During that period. And you know, I know you're ready for your rest, but we'll give you a little break, but we still got a lot of other things we're gonna do as mayor and council. So thank you, mayor. And
thank
for
you.
My colleagues here, I love each and every one of you. I look
you
forward too. To, oh, I'm done. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Just a couple of comments. First of all, congratulations again, Mr. Stroud. Welcome aboard. The State of the City this year is not going to be held in January. I will probably do a State of the City address February or March. So if you start asking what happened to her State of the City, I'm going to do it a little later in the year this time around. I wake up 3-4 o'clock in the morning and have little notes next to my bed. I have some great ideas for 2020. You think you saw something in 2019? Wait for 2020 to get here. We are moving, and we're moving forward, and we're moving forward together. Regardless of what may be said, Mr. Cooper, we are moving forward, and we're moving forward together. Nothing is going to stop us. Because Fairburn has been a little sleepy town for a long time. And it's time, it's our time. And I'm just so happy with the employees here. I have great employees.
Yes.
We have great employees, council.
Yes,
I've worked with them over the last 2 years as a city administrator and also as a mayor.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten to know them very intimately. I know their families, I know their issues, I know their desires. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a long-standing ex-employee from the state of Georgia, I understand. And so employees are my heart. Regardless of what you may hear, they're my heart. But when they come to the city of Fairburn, they have to do the work. That's just the way it is. You have to do the work. We don't give charity out here in these big checks. Everybody around here makes a decent check. And they get an incentive bonus. And we gave those out on Friday, $600. Every employee, if they didn't get six, they got four, they got two, they got one. And we paid the taxes. So with that being said, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. City Hall will be open. Except the 24th and 25th. So if you need us, we are around. And with that being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
So
there's
moved.
No, before I say that, there's no executive session tonight. There's no executive session. And before we adjourn, please take time. We have food, we have drinks outside. Mingle, get to know Mr. Stroud, get to know his family, and just talk to department heads, pull me aside. If you got something you want to ask me, I'm here. I'm an open book. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Whitmore, second by Mayor Pro Tem Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is now adjourned.